Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only. You think I'm fucking with you? I am not fucking with you.
Hello and welcome to the Closers Coffee Cast. I am Bethany here with my co-host, Hot Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
I'm sorry, did you call me Hot Kyle? Kyle? I'm Hot Kyle now. Okay. Hello, Kyle Hot now. Kyle.
And our guest for this episode is Carly. Carly Yay. Webb. Carly Jane on Instagram.
Woo woo. Like, okay, follow, subscribe.
Yo, please no more Instagram shoutouts. I'm gonna put I'm gonna put the fucking kibosh on that shit right
now. Okay,
quick.
No more Instagram shoutouts.
No more add me on. No, Instagram's not real life.
Instagram.
This is
not
a good point
life.
To start out the podcast with. Instagram is not real life.
Instagram is not real life. Instagram
it's only
is
marginally important.
Instagram is, but it is the last fun social media.
It is true.
Let's
not kid ourselves like it fucking
anymore.
Matters. Like,
oh, of course it doesn't matter. I can't figure it out.
I don't
understand it.
Brevity, dog.
Twitter
it's a soul of wit.
I just can't.
Brevity, son.
Like when you're like going to write to something, like how do I know it's going to? There's too many. There's threads.
No. Don't.
We'll talk about it after.
Whatever.
I'll give you a crash course. Sure, I'm terrible at it. Actually, she's good at it.
Yeah, dude.
You're good at it.
What, the Twitter? I'm off the Twitter.
Yeah, but you're good at it.
Yeah.
Well, so that's why I'm going to get back on the Twitter, because Twitter's fun.
After
tomorrow, I'm allowed. So tomorrow is the United States Barista Competition.
And what are you doing tomorrow?
I'm competing.
That was an excellent segue, by the way.
Thank you.
Very good.
I was fortunate / whatever enough to get a first round bye in this competition. So I'm in the semifinals tomorrow at 11 something, which means that I'm going to wake up very early in the morning and go for a run and lay flat on my back and stare at the sky.
Perfect.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no way that you'll be hearing this podcast in time to be able to watch your routine, because I'm
absolutely
not going to edit
not.
This tonight until 3 a.m.
No.
Sorry,
however, it will be archived. It's
yeah.
going to be archived on the
Yeah, yeah, it's on
they
live stream,
are.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, tell me a little bit more about your routine this year, because I know you competed last year and you're a fucking liar, because you said the minute you were done, you were like, I'm not doing it again. I'm never competing again. Fuck that. I'm not going to do it. And then as soon as you were done, you're like, I'm going back.
Yeah. Well, there's something addictive about it. Yeah. You did call me on that. You and Cole McBride both were like, you're a liar, BH. You're totally competing again after this year. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. But then I was a liar. And I'm sorry to all of the people who I've lied to in my life.
I'm just sorry. Whoa,
I'm
okay.
I'm sorry.
This is getting...
I'm sorry. I told everybody you got diarrhea at Barnes & Noble.
And I lied.
Sorry about it now.
Telling everyone about it. So, yeah,
okay.
Because this is going to be published after...
This is literally all just going to be inside jokes that one gets.
That's Mean Girls.
It's Mean Girls. People are going to get it. So, anyway, back to the topic at hand.
Is our demographic white girls? I guess it is, right?
We're getting back on topic, so...
I'm not cutting shit.
Boop!
All right,
okay,
whatever.
Back on topic.
Back on
okay,
topic.
Okay, so last time you said you weren't going to compete.
Yeah, because it's a lot of work.
Right.
And
you hate hard work.
I actually am kind of a dickhead, and I really like hard work, and I really like having a big project and something that I'm like putting a lot of time and energy into. So because this is getting published after,
mm-hmm.
I can give spoilers. So my routine this year is built around the concept of technique, partly because I wanted to make a joke at the very beginning where I said, don't sweat the technique.
You're coming in with the audio.
Yeah.
Index. That's what's up. Okay.
Well, this is why we need Carly.
Yeah.
But it's actually fun for me, because I've always had coaches in the past who are like, you can't make that joke. Stop trying to make that joke in the middle of that routine. So I would cut all of my jokes, Granted, they're not good, but they make me laugh. No,
none of your jokes are good.
None of my jokes are good. Let's be real. But they make me laugh. Yeah. So I didn't cut my jokes this year, so I'm bookending my routine with a joke and a joke. And it's conceptually, I think, the strongest routine I've ever come up with, because everything that I say, I'm tying directly to flavor, which is how you get a lot of the points.
Points.
Points. Yeah.
How do you get points? You talk about the coffee.
Yeah. So Carly is my coach. Mm-hmm. She's been spending a lot more hours than usual even with me. working on dialing the espresso and my signature beverage in particular. It wouldn't be anything like what it is without her help. It would be like a shadow of what it is now, because I like mentally hit a brick wall and I couldn't think of what to do with it to make it better. And I just was like I was at the end of my ideas, and she had ideas. And so we stayed at HQ, in our lab until like 1 a.m, just tasting different stuff with the espresso, and it until we made it taste fucking amazing.
Yeah, so, that night was amazing.
It was amazing. Like, everything was falling into place. The coffee tasted amazing. The ingredients all worked the way we imagined them working. The ones that did work.
Yeah, we went into the garage at 4 p.m. or something like that, and we were both about to cry, so stressed out. Yeah. Like, what are we fucking doing? What is happening?
Yeah.
We're a week out from comp. What the fuck's happening?
Yeah. And then it's just like, we left took a break.
Left crying.
Came back, ate some kale, and then dialed the espresso, and it tasted so good. It was ridiculous. It was like roses and peaches in your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe not in that order, like together. Not so much.
Well, peaches first. I'm just saying,
I don't want to eat. Well, maybe I could. No, that sounds good, actually.
Imagine a peach brioche with
rose sugar.
I don't speak French, so I don't know what these words are that you're throwing.
Imagine,
right now.
A Danish.
Is that Danish? I don't know.
Like a soft, fluffy...
like a puff pastry.
Yeah, like a puff pastry.
Filled with a peach.
I'm kidding, by the
peach.
Way. I know what a brioche is.
Okay, so imagine a peach brioche.
just to be clear, I'm not...
Brioches. Who doesn't know about brioche? Yeah. I didn't know. I'm a little late in the game. But imagine a peach brioche with, candied roses on top of it.
Yeah.
It
sounds delicious.
It's amazing.
Anytime an espresso can taste, or anytime any kind of coffee can taste both kind of botanical and
fruity.
Fruity at the same time.
Yeah, it's really special.
Floral, botanical, and fruit. That's a pretty special.
It's a really special coffee. I'm really... really happy to be working with it.
So that's a good segue. Tell us more about the coffee specifically that you're working with.
So coffees, it's a single producer, Ethiopia. It's from Hambella Estate. We got it through Royal Coffee Importers. Mm-hmm. It's the organic grade one coffee from these producers. It's really great. We just got a bag of it for Adam, our wholesale account manager, to do use in the Brewers Cup and for me to use for barista competition. And it's the first coffee that I've profiled pretty much on my own, 90% on my own, maybe 80%. Ooh, we got someone walking in the front door. Oh, hi. But it's also kind of marks my retirement from roasting. So we had to change locations, and I'm gonna pick that story back up.
Ooh,
where we left.
Change locations. What a song.
Change locations. What? I don't remember.
That's a Drake song.
So, oh yeah. It's a good song. Apparently, there's a mountain right behind your head. So we are sitting on the back patio of our Seattle Airbnb. It's in the Madrona Hill neighborhood, but I have a view of Lake Washington and Bellevue across the water. It's really great. But I was talking about my competition coffee. So it's basically the first coffee I've profiled.
We're clearly almost professional.
Almost on my own. We're the most professional.
Yeah.
You know, with some tips and tricks and help. But it also... It also marks my... my retirement from being a roaster, because roasting is cool, and I'm glad I did it. And it was really, really awesome to have the opportunity to learn that skill set, but it's also, 40 hours a week, not the job for me, so.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
I have the opposite feeling. I would love to roast 40 hours a week and
would
not
really?
Talk to a single human being.
Yes.
It would be
it's my
so
dream
much
job.
The jam.
It's
yeah.
My, it's
well,
amazing.
Yeah, and so, and that's what you're...
Yeah.
You are going to start roasting.
Yeah,
now.
So I'm production manager.
Cool.
But I really like being in the garage with another person and not having to talk to anybody.
It's beautiful, right? It's beautiful. Guys? And I love just being able to just focus. Oh, it's great. Yeah. It's a kind of focus I've never never felt before.
You guys are freaks. I love talking to people.
I like talking
to people. I'm over people. I think I can say that comfortably. I'm just not, like, people are like, they're all right, but they can be over there.
Yeah, you know? I used to have to, like, train people or talk to people in service industry. 40 hours a week. You get home and you don't want to talk to the person that you should be, that you want to talk to.
Yeah.
You're so exhausted. Yeah. You're just like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Right.
I don't care how your day was. Right. I don't want to talk to you.
I don't want to talk to another person.
Eat this bag of cheese puffs and sit on my ass and not talk to you.
Exactly. I think that you know, burnout and exhaustion from industry jobs, it's a real thing, you know, and nobody really talks about that. And I think for me too, like, I'm not, I'm kind of a weird, I was an introvert and then I became an extrovert basically because of coffee or because of, like, working in, like, the food and beverage industry, I guess. Made me kind of an extrovert just because of the nature of having to do it, you know.
Right.
But really secretly, like, I'm just a nerd and I want to put my headphones on and you know, do sciencey things and tinker around and stuff and not I mean, that's fun, right? Bothered.
That's why I do coffee.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I do coffee because I'm like, what can I do that's going to be high volume where I get to talk to lots of people and work with my hands?
Right. Yeah. I think the working with my hands thing is the thing I love about roasting, because at the end of the day, it's like a labor trade or something.
Right.
Like, you've created something tangible that you can pick up and hold in your hand, right?
Yeah. Like, you
instead
made
of it being gone.
Right, it's
you
here.
Like, made a thing. It's like, making lattes and stuff is cool, but, like, I feel like it's like baking a pastry.
Right.
Or, like, making a wedding cake or something.
Yeah.
Like, not everybody can do this, and it's very special if you know how to do it.
Yeah.
So,
and it really is like, it's a skilled trade, in my opinion.
I think
you know, I'd like to see more, like, things like the Roasters Guild. I think is really cool because
it's just
cool.
That needs to be, like, cooler.
I think it's fascinating. Cool. And
Barista Guild and stuff like that and barista competition, like, gets so much hype because, like, the nature of the job of barista is very much, like, stage oriented. Like, it is very much performative in and of itself. And so it's like, of course everybody wants to be part of the Barista Guild. Of course, like, the BGA is, like, a big deal because everybody's, like, already in that mode of, like, being on stage and, like, having a performative gig.
Yeah.
Whereas roasters, like, they organize, like, of course they do cool shit, but, like, getting a bunch of, you know, people who don't want to talk to people together.
It's a bunch of nerds. Like, in the best way, it's a bunch of fucking nerds, you know, which is wonderful. Yeah. I love it so much. So, it's definitely, and I think making the transition from one to the other has been really good. I mean, now, obviously, I do wholesale, so that's basically like being a barista on, like, a large scale, you know?
Right,
So that's a little bit different, and training is talking to people too. So it's a lot of different things. But anyway, we're getting way off topic. I want to know more about what made you compete again this year, because I know, like we said earlier, you swore it off. So
I don't really care about the points or the winning. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I want to know that I have given competition my absolute best shot. And I want to know that in everything from choosing a coffee to training to building a signature beverage to building a thesis and a script, that I've given it my absolute best and all of my focus and energy. But within that, maintain, like, a healthy headspace and, like, life outside of it.
Right.
And that is, you know, under the umbrella of doing something to the best of my ability, is, like, maintaining a balanced life.
Sure.
So, the first time I competed, I went way too far one way, and I didn't have a life outside of competition for, like, 5 months, 5-6 months even. And then the second time, I feel like I swung the pendulum back a little bit too far. Like, I maintained a life outside of it really well, and I worked hard, and I, like, did well, but I know that I didn't give it my absolute best focus in the 2016 season. And for the 2017 season, I feel like I have greater focus than I have ever before. And I'm irritated because I feel like I could still do better next year than I did this year. And every year I'm like, okay, is it time to be done yet? Can I be done yet?
Well, like,
look at Colt. How long has he been doing this?
Yeah. A minute. Okay.
Like every year.
Like Millington and Chapman and Strader.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, exactly. Everybody's been doing it. And I think, you know, I mean, I think that you're always going to be able to figure out a way to get done it better. Yeah.
And that's what's so irritating because I want to retire and I don't want to keep doing this year after year after year after year.
I mean, it's addictive. It's like, you know, it's addictive. It is addictive
because there's a lot of things about it that are incredibly rewarding in as much as there are a lot of things about it that are incredibly draining. So.
I mean, like, how long did Lem compete for before he finally won?
Oh, like 12 years.
Yeah, and every time he would kill it, every single time. And he would just, you know, not get the championship by just a narrow margin. And it's like, and, you know, now I think, I pretty much what I'm saying is that you're probably not going to quit until you win.
She's not going to. I'm telling you this now. We're going to be sitting here. This time next year, we have it archived now.
We will do an annual closest podcast next year, and you'll be like, "Well, I didn't quit again."
Well, I'm gonna be like, motherfucker!
Like
this time, I can't believe that it's already this time of year again. I was on the plane to Seattle, and I was just like grinning from ear to ear. I'm like so excited.
I remember you were like bouncing off the walls about how happy you were.
So excited to be here. Yeah. So excited to do the damn thing again.
Do the damn thing.
And every time I do the damn thing, I'm like, "All right, I'm done doing the damn thing," and then I have to do the damn thing again.
I feel like everybody says that, and very few people actually are able to give it up. Brandon has said that he wanted to stop competing. You know, Brandon Paul Weaver, my homie from Slate.
Yeah.
He said he wanted to stop competing like the first year.
He's like, "Yeah, I'm not competing anymore." And I was like,
he says that every year. Every year he comes back. Yeah.
See you next year.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
What drink did you come up with this time?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He is in it forever. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he might start doing other things, but he loves the competition.
He loves the competition. Yeah. So today, speaking of Brandon Paul, he told me that he made it into like the top 60 for 30 under 30. He's like in that round of it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So good job.
Yeah, it's exciting. Brandon's been the man for a really long time.
He's a hard worker.
I love him and I hate him all at the same time. You know?
That's how a lot of people feel about a lot of people in the coffee industry.
No, but just him mostly. No, Brandon's my man. But it's cool. I don't know. It was fun working with him, and certainly he taught me a lot. More of like a perspective, not necessarily like information. But
that's what I've always appreciated about BPW. He's like brings the perspective bombs like really great.
Definitely. It's awesome. And I think, you know, also, you know, he's really fun to fuck with. At the end of the day, like, I just love messing with him and talking shit to him. And, you know, my favorite joke. Linda. Oh, she's so sweet. Linda. Yeah. No, she's great.
Linda came walking down the aisle while you were laying there with your hat pulled over your face. And I was like, "Hi." And she's like, "I'm just looking for where my son's table is." And I looked, it was Linda Weaver. I'm like, "Oh, he's right
over there.
He's over there.
Yeah.
Your son's great. Stuff. It's your right there. That little there. Table.
The little table that says Brandon Paul Weaver.
I don't want him. He's getting good real estate on this first episode podcast here.
No, shut up.
See, fucking Brandon's got to come in and dominate the party just like always.
Him and his hair.
Stupid.
It's so floofy. Anyway, I don't really like him that much, and he's not that smart or talented or good at anything. So
actually,
that's kind
his
of the point.
Are disgusting. Have you tried the alcohol? Like, what are you doing?
Gross. So anyway, we can stop talking about that.
We should stop talking about that guy.
That fucking loser.
That fucking loser.
All right.
So this competition is the first one that my dad is attending.
Right.
So
that's
really
a big one. Yeah.
About.
We may have for the four listeners at home.
It's my first competition here too.
Oh, it's Carly's first show at all.
Yeah.
I can't believe that it's my first one.
I know. Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't like coffee.
Coffee's stupid. Coffee's
so
stupid
dumb.
At the end of the day.
Like, why are we here?
But we may have an addendum. We may have a quick interview with Bethany's dad because he is apparently a coffee sports
super
fan.
He is a coffee sports super fan.
He loves it.
My dad has been texting me about his fantasy barista league picks. He has been texting me about the statistics with the Barista Fantasy League. He told me 2 weeks ago, he's like, "You know, I'm pretty sure that I know more names of regular barista competitors than I do NFL players."
It's amazing.
True. Dad is in it to win it.
Just in there,
like,
yeah.
If we were
just
taking bets. Okay, I don't so even know the people.
Like, I don't even remember
bets,
which
guys.
Friends are competing or not. Like, so, like I don't even care.
Them?
Yeah, like, that's the level of investment. Like, well, that's not true. I'm happy for everybody that's competing. But I forget, like, you know, like, good friends of mine will be like, oh, yeah, I'm competing this year. I'm like, really? Oh, yeah. I'll just forget.
You do that.
Yeah, oh, that's a thing. Oh, you're in the U.S. barista competition, not like, you know.
I signed up for qualifier
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, no, it's cool. Real. It's a real thing. Yeah,
join the club.
It's a real thing. So,
there's yeah. 120 of you.
For real. Yeah. Is this the hot takes coming out? I think this is hot takes.
So now we'd like
how
to come
long
to this segment.
Get...
Shut up. Now we're coming to the segment of our show called This is Carl's Pissed.
Carly, Pissed.
Tell me how you feel about cold brew.
Oh, we are gonna fucking fight right now.
Okay.
Let's do it. Put it on the table.
Do you like cold
Let's
hot
go.
Takes.
I know how to brew cold brew really fucking well. I'm an
okay,
goddamn
yeah.
expert.
How do you do it?
No, I'm not. That's trade
do
secrets,
little,
son.
A little hot.
That's
one,
trade secrets.
Hot.
I can't be telling you my shit just because you haven't figured it out.
Sucks.
Hold on. Let's put a pause
okay,
on it.
Okay, if you're using
just
only
you
cold
haven't...
water, if you're
well,
using
yeah, it's
only
a terrible,
cold water,
it's a terrible extraction method.
Brew.
We know
okay.
that. Yeah.
So
it's a terrible. But is
exactly.
that cold brew? Because I guarantee a lot of people out there are not only using cold water.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people. I have worked at a known coffee place, like
oh.
a very cool.
A very known coffee
cool,
place.
Ooh,
it's very
lots
known.
Lots of them. Or, like,
yeah.
you know, like you have people that work at cool third wave coffee
uh-huh.
shops that
yeah.
use cold water that steep them in dirty toddies that smell like
yeah.
Bethany's feet.
Which is not a good
you
smell.
Got a whiff of
I just
that.
Want to point out that is not
like,
a fucking good smell.
Like
I smelled that shit earlier.
It's
anyway,
gnar.
We don't have to get into
okay,
it.
Okay, let's not
this
talk
is
about
her,
the feet.
I like how this is her episode. We're trying to profile her. The first episode, where we're trying to like give her a lot of love and a lot of like.
A lot of,
yeah,
love,
yeah.
a lot of like, oh, Bethany, you're in semifinals tomorrow. Let's
yeah.
give you a lot of good vibes.
Chop
but also,
also, yeah, those things are the fucking worst. Throw them out the goddamn window. Unreal.
Okay, that's why we had
yeah.
to move outside to record this podcast.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, we needed a lot more air.
Okay, but cold brew. I've
all
worked
right.
at...
All right, bet.
I know people that work at a lot of cool coffee shops
mm-hmm.
in San Francisco that use dirty-ass toddies.
But there are people that work at a lot of cool coffee shops that
not
don't know any fucking thing about coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
Word.
Word.
Also,
that is some truth right
yo,
there.
Hot takes.
Also, the
hot
people
takes.
That are in charge of training those people...
Should know.
Should fucking know.
Should know.
Like, here, how do you make a cold brew?
All right.
Hot water for a little bit. Open that shit up.
For a little bit.
Just a little
just
bit.
Just a little bit.
Let's extract some sugar out of there. Let's get it.
Okay.
Let's get it going. And then... Boom! Ice water. Like, what are we doing, people?
I think if you look at cold brew, it's interesting now because it's almost there are people who drink cold brew that don't even like coffee.
I know. And
so it just occupies this totally other
it's
space.
So weird.
It's so
and it's
weird.
Also weird because you know because we make cold brew. I make cold brew, I guess, for lack of a better word, because I brewed all of it myself. But like we make cold brew and we realize that that's the first.
People love it.
It's the first interaction that they're gonna have with your coffee. You know what I'm saying? Like if you.
No matter, it could be fucking snowing outside,
totally.
And people are gonna come in and be like, "Do you have cold brew?"
100%. But doing a packaged beverage is weird, right? Because then that's the first. If you send that out to a place, that could be the first interaction they have with your coffee. So
yeah.
it better be A1. You know,
better
it better
be
amazing. So I think there's a lot of room for, let's say, cold coffee. Maybe we're not gonna call it cold brew, whatever, right? Warm brew, cool brew,
chili
cool,
brew,
cool brew,
cool
it's
brew.
It's called fucking cool brew. That's patented. Nobody used that. I'll fucking sue you. I got a good lawyer. you know, or whatever. Like there's a lot of room within that and different brew methods that you know could probably extract things. So
many, I can't even. Don't get me started.
Yeah, don't even get me fucking started.
With the ice
we're gonna have a,
Carly,
yeah.
Ask me how I feel about AeroPress.
God, how do you feel?
AeroPress is stupid. It's a bullshit brewing method.
You said the same thing about Chemex, and I'm fucking.
Hey,
you're a liar, bro.
Ask me how I feel about Chemex.
Here's the thing.
Ask
you
me
don't
how
have
I feel about Chemex.
Ass.
All right, what's
ask
up?
Ask me how I feel about Chemex.
That's my joke. You can't take that. I taught you.
Sorry,
that.
You taught me that joke.
Okay. All right.
Chemex is stupid.
I'm saying that on
what
the
you're
internet.
Showing me here, what you're showing me, say it on the internet, what you're showing me here is just that you have a lack of skill You're supposed to be this fucking pro barista.
No, I make
espresso. You can't make a goddamn Chemex in the morning?
I make espresso, and I don't know how to make good hand-brewed coffee.
I make espresso.
I make espresso?
Yeah.
I make the espresso.
You call me espresso.
We're just screaming now.
This is makes espresso.
I know. Look at our levels.
I know. The levels are all... I'm sorry for the last 6 minutes of this podcast. Just been all yelling. I apologize. But here's what I'm saying.
This brings to a conclusion. Carl's pissed.
Carl's pissed. Now I'm fucking pissed.
Now... Because to open our new segment, Chemex is Kyle's the most simple. Pissed.
Yeah, Kyle and Carl is we get.
Kyle's pissed. Y'all.
I'm always pissed though. This isn't news to anybody. Anybody that knows me is like, here we fucking go. You know, but I'm saying if you can't brew a proper Chemex, yeah, for real, right? If you can't brew a proper Chemex, like why the fuck are you even touching coffee? Like it's so simple and it's so easy.
It's the most like garbage.
That's because you're doing it wrong, dog.
Like
you are doing it
and
wrong.
And I don't care how many times you rinse them. If you have to rinse something more than twice,
I will make
to make
you
it taste
tomorrow.
Good. Fuck you.
Tomorrow I'm gonna make you a Chemex that'll blow your fucking mind.
Yeah, right, dude. We have Marcos,
and they're great. All I'm saying is. Don't,
Carl's pissed.
Carl's
let's
always
talk about
pissed.
Mark Brewer.
Okay,
you want a Poirot? No, get your Marco out of here.
Are you talking about?
If it's a Marco.
Oh, that doesn't. Yeah, that's bullshit.
Stupid.
I think. Okay,
that's
I'll
a
say
single
this.
Cup brew.
And if we eventually get some sponsors
that are
the automatic and other people who are doing
port. I just got an email about my schedule for the semifinals tomorrow.
Great. That's wonderful. Hold on. If at some point we acquire some sponsors and those sponsors happen to be people who are like the Poor Steady or these other companies.
Fucking Poor Steady.
Okay, we're coming in real hot. Okay. I hate all that shit because if you're going to charge me $5 for a pour over,
you better use your fucking hands.
Yeah, use them and use them good.
Like,
and you better pre-rinse the Chemex filters. And I swear to God, if you rinse a Kalita filter, I'm throwing the fucking thing in your face. Don't rinse Kalita filters. What are you doing? They're fine. Just leave them dry. It's okay.
Why do you leave them dry? And why?
Because they're really clean.
Yeah.
Because they're really clean.
Have you ever chewed on it?
Yeah.
Yeah. When?
Literally, yes. I'll do it right now. Go get me one.
There are some inside.
Okay. I'm sure there is some. I'm gonna literally eat a Kalita filter. Okay.
Yeah, you are.
What I'm saying is they're clean. They're a clean filter. You don't need to rinse any paper fines around or off of them, and it also slows down your extraction.
Yep.
They're pretty slow anyway, so. Anywho, Bethany, tell me about your schedule. What time are you scheduled?
I am up. To perform at 11:24 a.m.
Okay.
I can't tell who made it through. It looks like that guy from Ultimo. Dude, it's a bunch of boys who made it through today. Yep.
That's all we need. Bunch of boys.
Bunch of boys. Girls. So in the semifinals, there's a handful of gals, and a bunch of boys. It's fine.
Well,
it's normal.
Unbalanced.
It's slightly unbalanced. It's unbalanced, but it's also like kind of. What I would expect, which is unfortunate.
Sure.
Because there are a lot of badass ladies in round one who I would have loved to see in the semis.
Totally.
But
yeah. Yeah. We were just yelling about how I'm going to eat a Kalita filter, and now we're talking about representation in coffee. Is this?
You know, that's actually
this is basically
fine.
Like a
this
pretty.
Is gonna be
yeah.
Our, this is a good pre.
If anybody,
opening.
If anybody thinks that this is not how every podcast is going to be, then you're wrong. Because it's just going to be a shit show the whole time.
I hope that everyone enjoys it.
It's going to be great. Don't expect, like, basically the premise, and we probably should have talked about this earlier, but we didn't.
We can maybe, like, write about it.
We'll tag on to this, but the premise is that we want to make a coffee podcast that's entertaining, and of course, we know each other through coffee, because we're all coffee professionals, and it'll be fun, right?
No filters?
All right, so I guess I'm not going to eat a Kalita Wave filter, but I will do it tomorrow, and you can get it on video. Check it. It'll be on the goddamn website.
It'll be on the website, everybody.
Yo, I will eat a Kalita filter. You think I care?
There are some.
I'm saying it's a clean
filters.
Filter.
There
it's a clean
some
filter.
Okay,
clean.
Filters.
So
filters aside.
So anyway,
aside.
the premise of the podcast, coming back to it, is the idea that we all know each other through coffee. We're all coffee professionals, so of course coffee's going to come up. But I'm more interested in the conversations outside of coffee, right? About other things that we're interested in, because everybody that I meet through coffee, super interesting in a bunch of other ways, right?
They're like, did you
artists,
know that Carly got into coffee backwards?
You got into coffee backwards. Please do explain.
Well, wow.
Well, what does that mean?
Actually, my Facebook today told me that 4 years ago on this day, I was going to Seattle to get trained by Cole.
Okay.
At Visions.
At Visions,
here in Seattle,
which is super weird.
That is weird.
It's really weird.
So, explain how you got into coffee backwards.
So,
then.
I was going to school for microbiology and chemistry in Hawaii.
Okay.
Just, like, working for this coffee place that sent me to Cole 4 years ago today.
From like an agronomy perspective or like biochemical perspective?
Well, he started explaining extraction to me. It's like scientifically, like talking about water temperature and bean cellulose and chemical compounds and roasting. Like, I never knew about roasting coffee.
Right, okay.
Like, I had no idea that was even a thing.
Right.
Like, at all.
Okay.
And then went back to Hawaii, worked at this cafe for a little bit. Went to Manawili Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It's the University of Hawaii's research center, and they have, like, 40 different varieties of coffee growing. Me and James Overman, will be here on Sunday, picked and processed coffee and was, just, like, on a
You totally did come into it backwards.
Yeah,
that's
like,
interesting.
And then was, like, making coffee at the curb in Hawaii and came to San Francisco because Four Barrel hired me.
Wow.
Yeah, it was weird.
So then, like, did you apply for a job at Four Barrel because you wanted to make coffee because you'd already seen the other side of it, or?
The reason why I applied to Four Barrel was Hawaii has nothing going on with coffee.
Right.
They are still.
There's a few places, but yeah.
There's a few places. There's a few people. There's like 25 coffee people. They're all at.
They're all here. I saw
they're literally all here.
I saw my dude, and I can't remember his name, but I know he works for a Hawaiian coffee restaurant. He gave me some of his coffee, and it was delicious.
Is it Patrick? Oye?
Potentially. I don't remember, and I don't want to blow up a spot.
I mean, there's only a few people, like, to tell you the truth. There's literally less than 30 coffee, like, professionals in Hawaii, in all of the islands.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, and which is crazy because it's the only place in the States that's really actively growing coffee.
Yeah,
so.
They're growing coffee. Yeah. There's coffee there. Like, they produce coffee. Like, Kauai has a lot of coffee on
it. I mean, I know I've had great coffee from Daylight Mind.
Sean Steinman. He's amazing.
Yeah, I've had great coffee from them, and I've had a few other roasters that are doing really good things. Yeah. But you're right. I mean, it's interesting. Yeah, it's a totally different world.
It's completely different. Crazy. Just like the way that it is out there, and like how Kona coffee is such a thing. And
totally.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I guess that sort of thing. It's almost like Seattle. Like, everybody's like, oh, Seattle's a huge coffee town. I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of really bad coffee.
And that's how it is. Every coffee town. You go and you talk to the coffee professionals, and they're like, yeah, there's, like, some good coffee, but there's mostly bad coffee.
But I think Seattle is really unbalanced. I think there is a lot of shitty, shitty coffee on, like, every...
Have you been to San Francisco?
But there's great coffee in San Francisco, and there's four or five roasters that are just annihilating it, just killing it, you know? And so, I think what it is that in San Francisco, the good coffee is much more prevalent. There's a lot more of it.
Yeah.
In Seattle, there's like 6% good coffee. I'm going to start fights. People are going to approach me on the street.
You're going to start fights, and they're going to be like, yo.
You want to come at me? I'm ready. I've been training with a pro boxer. I'm going to catch you with that right hook.
Fight me in the garage.
Yeah. Fight me in real life. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, I mean, there's like 6% really exceptional. And the coffee that is here that's good is exceptional. It's very good.
Yeah. Well, and that's how I feel about Portland's coffee, too. It's like there's a lot. Like, the standard is pretty skewed. So it's like the coffee that's bad is, you know, only bad by a certain perspective, because in real life, like, compared to actual bad coffee, it's medium.
Right.
So there's a lot of medium coffee and some extraordinary coffee.
Right.
Right?
And I think Seattle is the opposite. I think there's a lot of really bad
coffee.
A lot
of really, like, actually bad coffee.
Some good coffee, and then a little bit that's really exceptional.
Yeah. And I feel like San Francisco is kind of
mostly stuff that I roast.
San Francisco is, like, mostly medium.
Yeah.
It's not, like, I could go anywhere in San Francisco that's serving coffee, and I'm not going to be pissed about paying for a $4 espresso.
Right.
I'm not going to be stoked.
Also, $4 for espresso, that blows my mind. Because we have, like, Slate has probably the most expensive prices in Seattle, and it's, like, the floor for specialty coffee for a lot of places, which is crazy. Like,
$4. Pour overs for $4 is really cheap.
Yeah. That's super cheap. And then espresso's $3.25.
$3 to $3.50 is like pretty normal, I think, for espresso, like for most places in the country. But four for a pour over is like rock bottom, because a lot of places in SF you're gonna pay four for a batch brew.
Yeah,
that's nuts to me.
It's crazy. But you think about using an espresso versus a cup of coffee, it's almost the same amount of coffee, guys.
Yeah, it's the same amount of coffee.
100%.
The price differential should really be in, like, labor and other resources.
Yeah. 100%, yeah. Well, I mean, that's probably a good place
that's
to break.
That's probably a good topic for a different podcast, because we're at over
our amount of time.
Yeah, we're gonna edit. We're gonna cut some of the screaming out, and then we'll probably be back at like a soft 30. Also, there's probably gonna be 4 or 5 Carly Rae Jepsen songs on this podcast. So.
Okay.
And we're gonna keep doing that until we get sued.
Get sued.
So, yeah, this is part one. This is Coffee Closers Cast. Closers Coffee Cast. I don't even know the name of my own damn thing. Then
this is episode 1, featuring me, Bethany, Kyle, and Carly, our special guest for this episode, because she is my coach.
But I feel like there's going to be a lot of Carly episodes. Carl's Pissed is going to be a regular segment.
Carl's Pissed has got to be a regular segment.
Any questions for Carl's Pissed?
We're going to tweet him at BH, because I don't have a Twitter.
Yeah, so this is episode 1. I'm Kyle.
I'm Bethany.
It's Carl.
Cool. Thanks for listening, everybody. And it'll probably get a little less shitty.
Drink deeply from the void.
Yeah, it's gonna get a little less shitty as we go. Don't name drop my shit right into the. Whatever, dude. Whatever. All I'm saying is you gotta quit being. What do I keep saying to you? Quit being funny for free. You gotta get all this fucking podcast money. Gotta get this podcast money out here, which of course there is none. So anyway, that's a good point.
The moral of the story is, if I tell you a joke, you owe me $5.
Yeah, quit being funny for free. Thanks for listening. You'll take me higher than the rest. Though everybody else is so bad.